what I mean? Either way, this episode is really just a way to get people who don't love anime or animation to give it a try. If you have seen these live-action adaptations and like them, there's no reason not to give the animated media it came from a try. And if you're looking to get into watching animated stuff, but need something to kind of act as a bridge from live-action to animation, one of these better adaptations might be able to help you do that. By better, I mean that there are some bad adaptations on this list, as I said before, so maybe don't try to bridge the gap with those movies and shows. Anyways, I'm just hoping that someone out there gives one of these recommendations a shot, because I think that all of the animation that I suggest on this episode are really cool, really awesome, and someone should try it, please. All right, so the first live-action adaptation I want to talk about is Death Note. So we should all know the infamous Death Note anime, one of the best supernatural psychological mystery anime out there. Now, this anime is notoriously known for having one of the worst live-action adaptations. Yes, I'm starting off with a bad one. Doesn't matter. I love Death Note the anime, so that's why I want to start with it. Anyway, if you were to ask anyone in the anime community what is the worst anime live-action adaptation, this would probably be up there. Like, in my opinion, this one's not great, but for a lot of people, it was like one of the worst ones for them. Anyway, so I am specifically talking about the 2017 live-action adaptation, by the way. So I'm not entirely sure, like, I have my theories, but I'm not entirely sure why this was such a bad adaptation. Maybe it's because it's a Netflix adaptation. That might be it. Maybe it's because they changed it from being set in Japan to being set in America. I really don't know. Of course, a main complaint is that the director did not follow the source information completely, but I don't believe that really truly matters. I think that adaptations of any kind should take some liberties with the story, not too far to where the original story makes no sense, but just enough so that we can get a new perspective on the story, or maybe new insights. This also doesn't mean that full and complete adaptations are bad. They make a lot of OG fans really happy, and it's really cool to see how they adapt an animated world into live action with real world limitations. But either way, I don't think that just because the Death Note live action didn't, like, take completely from the Death Note story means that it's bad. You know what I mean? Honestly, I think the reason why this adaptation is so hated is because it's just not a very effective movie. There's an overuse of montages, the film doesn't do much world building, and they kind of expect people to go into this movie having knowledge of the original material, which isn't great. Like, any live action adaptation should have enough world building so that if you haven't watched the anime, you can still understand it. You know what I mean? It also betrays the characterization of Light Yagami, the main character, or Light Turner in the live action. He's no longer the criminal mastermind who's outsmarting the police and the super genius sent out to catch him. It isn't really even the fault of the actors, because we have a lot of great actors in here and they do a pretty great job with what they were given. And honestly, I didn't even really hate the interpretation of Misa Amane or Mia Sutton, Margaret Qualley's character. They made her seem really cool, but this does not excuse how they made Mia and Light's relationship play out and how they played out with their characterizations as a whole. You know what I mean? I honestly think that this film just didn't use its time well to build up the story properly. You have no time to feel interested in characters, and the main problem is that it betrays the main character's original personality so bad that you can't even root for him if you haven't watched the original series. You know what I mean? Like, even if you go in blank slate, you don't want to root for this character. Speaking of the original anime, let me summarize that, because you are much better off just watching the anime rather than the live action here. So Death Note the anime is based on a manga of the same name. The story follows a genius high school student, Light Yagami, when he one day discovers a mysterious notebook on the ground. This is the Death Note, and it belongs to this otherworldly being, Ryuk, a Shinigami. The Death Note grants the user the supernatural ability to kill anybody whose name is written upon its pages. Of course, there are a couple more rules of the Death Note, but that's the basic idea of it. All right, so in summary, the anime and the manga are both incredibly good. Definitely check those out. The live action, maybe don't watch that, because it doesn't have a good understanding or appreciation of the original story. No hate to anyone who loves this movie, of course, and the movie itself, but it just doesn't do the source material justice. It always sucks when a live action adaptation of non-Western material doesn't do it justice, because live actions do a lot for different communities. If this adaptation had worked out, it could have made a lot more people want to watch the original version or read the original manga. People who might not like anime or don't like that genre might try it out because of this adaptation. Obviously, anime as a whole is already very popular and doesn't need specific help from live-action adaptations to bring fans in, but it is nice to give people who might dislike or misunderstand anime as a whole a chance to rework their thinking this way. You know what I mean? Also, this anime has such a cool soundtrack. Like, you should listen to all of it. Genuinely, so good. My favorite theme is L's theme, the one they always use when he's solving a mystery. Anyway, just so good. All right, before I ramble on anymore, let's listen to my favorite opening from the anime, Death Note. Alright, on the same note of bad adaptations, there is The Last Airbender, which is based on the cartoon series Avatar: The Last Airbender. And of course, I'm not talking about the newest live-action show, but rather the 2010 live-action adaptation movie. Now, some people complain about Death Note's 2017 version being whitewashed, and while I kind of agree that it is weird that these originally Japanese characters are now white, I don't see it as the most offensive because you could argue that the Death Note just fell to someone else with a similar name to the Japanese counterpart. You know what I mean? Like, this could have taken place in, like, this alternate universe where it did take place in America. Obviously, it still isn't great, and we should not be erasing Asian presence in film, but The Last Airbender is definitely whitewashing. Like, if the other version was just uncomfortable, this 100% is whitewashing. The difference mainly comes from the fact that the source material is such a beautifully and well-researched almost love letter to a bunch of different cultures. The Water Tribe, for example, is based on the Inuit people, and it doesn't feel at all like mockery, but rather showcasing the beauty of those cultures even within a fictional world. To cast these characters with white actors in the live action erases all of that meaning and feels more like an appropriation rather than an appreciation. this isn't the only reason that the live-action adaptation isn't great. Another reason is that the adaptation feels like someone read a very short summary of the show and then adapted that. Most of the characters' names are pronounced incorrectly. Aang's name, for example, is constantly pronounced Aang, and because he's the main character, like, it's really hard to mess that up since you have a literal show where they pronounce the name pretty much every episode. Anyways, another main part of the world is that some characters can manipulate different elements, there being four elements in total: earth, fire, water, and air. And the people that can do this are called benders. And normally only one person can bend one element at a time. So some people from the Water Nation, for example, can bend water. A main problem with the live action is that they do not replicate how bending works at all from the source material. Like, other than the fact that characters can use those elements, nothing is the same. In the original, the creators looked into many martial arts and based specific bending styles on those movements. In the live action, one example of them totally misrepresenting bending is by having a group of like six earthbenders bending this tiny little rock. Like, no, man, only one earthbender is like needed to do that at all, and they can move like much bigger rocks than that. Overall, the action just looks so much weaker than the animated version. Like, they don't do nearly as much cool combat and martial arts movements. Anyways, this live-action movie is really not the best. And again, it's due to mischaracterization. Like, how do you get it wrong? You literally have the pronunciation of characters' names in the original adaptation. Anyways, let me summarize the original animated show, since everyone should watch that version. It's literally a masterpiece of storytelling. So, Avatar The Last Airbender is about, obviously, the last airbender, a 12-year-old Aang and his journey in accepting and understanding his role as the Avatar, the only person who can bend all four elements. He takes this journey with his friends Katara and Sokka and later meets Toph. They all train and learn things along the way that will eventually help them end the Fire Nation's war against the world. Anyways, I do think you should give both the original animated show as well as the newest live-action TV show a shot, because they're both pretty good. Of course, again, no hate to anyone who loves the 2010 live-action version. It just, again, isn't a very true adaptation to the original story. I will also quickly mention the spin-off animated series, The Legend of Korra. This follows the next Avatar after Aang, and it gets a lot of hate, but honestly, I think it's pretty good. But there were some seasons that I didn't enjoy because the storyline or the plotline just didn't feel like it made much sense. Either way, I think most of the hate was due to people wanting a continuation of the original series, and they were disappointed that the show didn't follow the same idea. It's still a really interesting watch, and other than the weird love triangle stuff, I definitely suggest it. Also, before you get worried that all the adaptations on this list are bad, do not worry, I will talk about some good adaptations as well. All right, let's listen to some of the awesome music from the animated series Avatar The Last Airbender. Chuck it, 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 chuck as promised, here is a good adaptation. So I know I've been talking about a lot of animated media turned into live action films or shows, but I want to talk about a manga turned live action. Arguably the best manga turned live action is Alita Battle Angel. Now this was based on the manga Gun M, or as known in the North, Battle Angel Alita, and it is the most commercially successful manga adaptation to date. James Cameron produced this alongside John Landau. And maybe I'm biased, because if you know me, you know I love James Cameron, and specifically the Avatar series, the blue people, not what I just talked about. But either way, this live action is pretty cool. Now, I am ashamed to say that as of recording this episode, I have not actually read the original manga. I am so sorry. It's the truth. I really should read it because it's great. But in terms of the live action's accuracy, I don't really know if it does a good job. Like, I can't personally say that it does a great job translating the manga into live action. But from the overall reviews people gave, it seems like they did the story justice. The filming of this movie was pretty cool. So some of the characters only needed to be filmed with a live actor, but other characters like Alita herself needed to be made through motion capture. But unlike typical mocap, where characters are with very limited, minimal sets or even no sets, Rosa Salazar's performance for Alita was filmed on a physical set. Which is really interesting because it's not very popular to have people on a physical set since it can get in the way of making that digital world. Anyways, so these special effects were produced by Weta Digital, a frontier of mocap technology. Moving back to James Cameron, of course we know that his infamous work Avatar was a forefront in changing the game for motion capture technology. The main way that it changed the game was, as stated by co-producer of Alita, John Landau, that it captured that missing E, emotion capture. Avatar was one of the first films to add a single camera rig to the head that captured facial performance at the same time as body performance. Honestly, I could go on and on about Avatar alone, so let me move on. Anyway, so facial capture was really important to adding emotion to mocap. In Alita, instead of using a single camera, they used two high-definition cameras that tracked every single movement of the face. Anyways, all that to say, it is an impressively made film, no doubt. Alright, let me summarize the movie so we can get to the music. So this story is set several years into the future. Alita, an abandoned android, is found in a scrapyard by Ito, a compassionate cyber doctor who takes her into his clinic. When Alita awakens, she cannot remember who she is and does not recognize the world she finds herself in. As she rediscovers herself in this new life, Ito attempts to shield her from her mysterious past. A funny story as to why the adaptation is named Alita Battle Angel instead of Battle Angel Alita is supposedly because producer John Landau insisted for it since James Cameron only does quote-unquote TNA movies. He's referring to how most of James Cameron's movies titles begins with either A or T. Aliens, The Terminator, The Abyss, Avatar, and of course, Titanic are all examples of this. Anyways, although it's not based on an anime, I honestly see it as just skipping a step in the adaptation journey since it goes manga, anime, live action most of the time. So I guess I'm just waiting for the anime at this point. Also, I genuinely suggest that you watch the live action here. It is a good movie, even without reading the source material, which you and I should both do. All right, let's listen to some of the music from the live action adaptation of Alita Battle Angel since there usually isn't any music in manga. Thank you. right, let's come back with a live-action adaptation of an anime. So Ghost in the Shell is another one of those unfortunately bad live-action adaptations. From the weird whitewashing to the strange adaptation of the story, I don't know, this movie just doesn't really work. Which is really sad, and I don't believe it's the actor's fault. ScarJo is an amazing actress. I just think that the casting director shouldn't have been looking for anyone that wasn't Japanese. And the story, I think, still could have been a little bit redeemable, like in the same way that Death Note's quote-unquote whitewashing was redeemable, if they hadn't done, spoiler warning by the way, the story part where they made her original body and mind Japanese, but just transferred her into a white body. That was really weird. Like, if they had just taken inspiration for the characters and set it in America, it still wouldn't have been great, but it's better than saying she's technically Japanese. It just feels like the creators of this adaptation were trying to please the lovers of the original story by finding a loophole to make the character quote-unquote Japanese. I don't know, but the original Ghost in the Shell is absolutely phenomenal. I love the story, and I genuinely suggest it to anyone who likes cool futuristic fictional worlds and a good old mystery. Anyways, let me explain the original series plot. So the story is set in the future with lots of technological advances, to the point where you could have your mind transferred into a machine body. Major Motoko Kusanagi trails the puppet master, who is illegally hacking into computerized minds of cyborg-human hybrids and modifying their identities. If you like futuristic films like Matrix or the Blade Runner series, I would definitely recommend Ghost in the Shell. It's got a lot of very similar vibes to Akira as well. Either way, give the animated series a read or a watch, because the animation is great. And there are other animated adaptations of the original story, so definitely give that a watch too. By the way, like, all of the soundtracks for all of the animated versions of Ghost in the Shell are absolute bangers. Literally, you cannot go wrong listening to them all. Some of my favorite soundtracks are from Ghost in the Shell Arise, the series, and Ghost in the Shell Innocence, the movie. All right, let's listen to some of the songs from the different Ghost in the Shell animations.
Yeah. кружили надо мной, рассекали термины Млечные пути. Не знаю, о чем нас дорога, кто его слова понять не смог.
So the next live action I want to talk about is a live action series adapted from an anime, and that would be Erased. Now, I've not actually seen the live action show, but I do love the original anime story, so I've got to talk about it. It's a really awesome anime and manga, but has a horrible ending. Since I haven't seen the live action, I can't say if it's good or bad, or if it stuck to the same story, but if it did, then the ending probably sucks too. And it's not like a bad ending that doesn't fit. It's more so that the ending just sucks for the protagonist. Obviously, I won't spoil it, so all you need to know is that it's just super unfair to the protagonist, especially because he's such a good person and definitely doesn't deserve the ending he gets. From the reviews, it seems like the live action isn't the worst. The only negative is that supposedly the side effects suck, but they don't use it too much, so honestly, I think it's worth the watch if you don't want to watch the anime, but want to get into this story. To summarize the story, 29-year-old Satoru Fujinuma is sent back 18 years in time to prevent the events that lead to his mother's death, which all begin with a series of kidnappings when he was in the 5th grade. Now, this is the epitome of a suspenseful mystery show. So if you love mysteries, watch Erased, either the live action or the anime, but seriously watch the anime because I love the anime. And honestly, if I were to compare this to a movie, I think Erased is kind of similar to the live action films Memento and 12 Monkeys in terms of that kind of time travel mystery genre. Anyways, let's listen to the opening from Erased. So the Erased live action is not very well known at all, and neither is the next live action I'm going to talk to you about, which is the Full Metal Alchemist live action. So again, I haven't actually watched the live action for this anime adaptation, but I do really love the animated story, so I'm going to talk about it anyways. So for the live action, it doesn't seem like it was the best adaptation, most likely because the effects needed don't really get the budget it should have, but it also doesn't seem like it's hated either. I say give the live action a shot if you really don't want to watch the anime first and you want like a bridge in between live action to animation, but the anime is so good, so truly, you gotta watch it. Alright, let me summarize the story of Full Metal Alchemist. The story centers around two brothers, Edward and Alphonse, or Ed and Al Elric. They were abandoned by their father as kids and live with their mother alone until they lose her to a terminal illness. They then try to resurrect her using alchemy, a science which allows you to transform physical matter from one form to another. Obviously, this does not go well. There are two different animated series, if I'm correct. There's Full Metal Alchemist, which deviated from the source material and was the first one that was released, and Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, which is canon accurate and the more well-liked version. So I guess start with either, but if you want something that's more popular, watch Brotherhood. There are also movies, but I think they just expand on the story. Anyways, this is such a good series, and the story is awesome, and the manga is written by a woman, so yay, go women! Also, there's that one meme that comes from this show, which is Full Metal Alchemist. Full Metal Alchemist. I just, like, if you know it, you know it. It's just really funny to me. Anyways, before I ramble on, let's listen to the infamous opening from Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, again by Yui. So maybe you're wondering, what about some live-action adaptations from a good old Western cartoon? Well, I've got the perfect suggestion for you, one that you may have already watched since it's kind of a classic, and that would be the 1980 live-action Popeye. So this live-action is based off of the comic strip Popeye, originally named Thimble Theater. Eventually, this comic strip was adapted into a cartoon series and then was adapted into this movie. The Popeye movie was really fun, and I really liked it. The movie, in summary, follows Popeye looking for his father who deserted him as a baby and his adventures in the port town of Sweet Haven. Obviously, this movie is great. I mean, it's got Robin Williams and Shelley Duvall in it, and I definitely suggest watching this movie to anyone who liked the original cartoon series, or if you liked Shelley Duvall or Robin Williams' acting. My favorite song from this is He Needs Me, sung by Shelley Duvall, so let's listen to that.
And all at once I knew it once, I knew he needed me. Until the day I die, I won't know why, I knew he needed me. It could be fantasy, oh, or maybe it's because I will because he needs me. No one ever asked before because they never needed me. But he does. Maybe it's because he's so alone. Maybe it's because he's never had a For once in life, I finally felt that someone needed me. And if it turns out real, then love can turn the wheel. Because he needs me, he needs me, he needs me, he needs me, he needs me. He needs me, 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 he needs me. Da 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 da.
The final live-action adaptation I want to talk about is from an anime, and that would be Bleach. Now again, I have not watched the live-action version of this story, but I love the anime, so of course I'm going to talk about it. And of course, if you've listened to my other episodes, you know that this is one of the big three, so of course I got to talk about one of the big three. And on the topic of the big three, there's also the live-action series One Piece, which is really, really good. And almost all the fans of the original animated series One Piece really like the adaptation. It's faithful to the original story, and the effects are actually pretty good. And everyone loves the casting. The fans of the OG series thinks it's perfect. Now, this live-action is actually the reason why a lot of people, one of my friends included, started watching the original series. And of course, if you've heard my other episodes, you know that the original series is still ongoing, and it has about 1,000 episodes at this point. So that's like really amazing that some people started watching it just because of the live action, which goes to show that live actions can influence people to watch something, even though like there's so many episodes in this anime, and even though maybe they didn't like anime to begin with. But either way, that's the power of live action adaptations. Anyway, back to Bleach. From what I can tell, the live action version of Bleach is pretty good and more well received than Fullmetal Alchemist live action. And it seems like people don't think the effects are horrible either. So again, I think it'd be a great watch if you want to bridge that gap from live action to animation. But honestly, I suggest the anime to anyone because it's so cool, and the story is awesome, and the character designs are just great. You know what I mean? So give it a try, even if you don't want to watch an anime. All right, let me summarize the original story. Teenage Ichigo Kurosaki, who has the ability to see ghosts, gains Soul Reaper powers from Rukia Kuchiki, another Soul Reaper. Soul Reapers are guardians of the souls who are passing on. Ichigo and other Soul Reapers purify hollows who do evil in the world of the living. Before we start listening to music, in next week's episode, I'm going to be interviewing a few artists and artist groups about their work under the topic of environmentalism. So definitely tune in to hear about that, because it's going to be a pretty interesting episode and a lot different to the stuff I've done in the past. Alright, and before we get into the music again, let me do a quick PSA. This special film brings the magic of collaboration to the screen, with award-winning First Nations, Métis, and Inuit artists from across Turtle Island, joined by Billboard-charting 6X CFMA winner Sultans of String. The film will be followed by a Q&A panel with artists from the film, Shannon Thunderbird, and Sultans of String producer Chris McCool. Buy your tickets on the Westdale website. Alright, you know the drill. The music I play from the Bleach anime will be the last things I play today. So thank you again for listening to Animation Emotion. I'm your host, Karen Sun, on 93.3 CFM UFM, signing off. に思いを月に願いを力ある限り生きてくんだ今日も枕の淡い前つが誰かの胸に光り続けようあの星のように
鐘の音は響く心の中に広く深く物語のような星の雫その中におさい銭ロー気づく時間と共に時代は動く流れる星は静かに動くわ目を閉じて耳を澄ますわ G.O.O.D.Y
大空いっぱいの白黒写真や波熊裏白い池や少しでも近づきたくてあの高台まで駆け足で重たい望遠鏡を取り出すとレンズはみ出したスターダスト時間を奪われた時間時代を超えてくるのま放て光巻きずるしっかり今時を超え誰かに届くまで栄光の光はこの向こうに君たちの作った奇跡通り見上げた夜空の星たちの光 星の思いに開花した声色褪せろ来なくとも光に瞳に映る誰かの叫び風に思いも月に願いも力ある限り生きてくんだ今日も枕の思いもいつか誰かの胸に光り続けようあの星のように
光り続けようあの星のように産声上げた小さな光大きな光地区超えてやすべての輝きが一つとなり作り出す物語天と天を結ぶ星座の表現誰かにとって僕らも綺麗な絵描けてたらいいね見上げてごらんよほら冬の大レモンドは緩やかな天の川すぐ勇気取り戻せるから放て光巻きずるしっかり今時を超え誰かに届くまで栄光の光はこの向こうに君たちの作ってストーリー
見上げた夜空の星たちの光西の思いに描いた時代声色褪せろ来なくとも光り瞳に映る誰かの叫び風に思いも月に願いも力ある限り生きてくんだ今日も枕の思いもいつか誰かの胸に光り続けようあの星のように
空は一つ含まれるよそう海の向こう生まれる息を絶たれに道や星は照らす波の向こう長続くは繰り返すは昭和空洞の一瞬でもいいや少しでも思いを刻む束ねなく時を超えて描き出す物語はここの中で続いているあの日の君
はいつか容疑者に乗って見上げたよ、その星たちの光、いにしえの思いに抱いた時代を超え、色褪せの花。